USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon says about half of U.S. troops and military equipment in Afghanistan have been withdrawn. Close to 3,000 U.S. service members will leave the country by the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Democrat Senator from West Virginia Joe Manchin said on Tuesday he had a constructive meeting with the group of civil rights leaders, but that he's unmoved in his opposition to a sweeping bill to overhaul federal election. Manchin meeting with NAACP president and other black leaders.
Very, very good meeting, very productive and very informative. And I'm very honored that we all got the chance to speak, to listen to each other, and that's really what it was about, to learn and listen. I think everybody pretty much knows the importance of what we're doing. And I'm very much concerned about our democracy, protecting people's voting rights.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.